Shabbat Shalom. This week's portion is Vayeshev, and it means "and he settled." It's Genesis 37:1 through 40:23. Haftorah portion is Amos 2:6 through 3:8, and the apostolic or messianic scripture portion is 1 Corinthians 8:10 through 13. The introduction. Jacob is living in the land where his father Isaac had sojourned, and his grandfather Abraham had done the same. Yet there is a slight difference because of the Hebrew words used. In Genesis 37:1 it says, "Now Jacob lived in the land where his father had sojourned, in the land of Canaan." The Hebrew word that's used for sojourner here is magor. And magor means a pilgrimage, sojourning, where he had sojourned, where they sojourned, etc., etc., etc. It's a different form of the word ger. Ger is the word that we commonly hear that's used in Scripture, and it means something different. So the indication here is possibly that it says, "Now Jacob lived in the land where his father had sojourned." It's kind of giving us the impression that Jacob is not settled yet. He's not settled in the land, in the promised land where he's supposed to be. He's still struggling with God. It's going to be a lifelong struggle with him until he reaches that point where he has the encounter with, who knows, it all depends on what your interpretation is or what it believes. You know, some say he had an encounter with Yeshua. Others say that he had an encounter with an angel of the Lord. Some say it was the angel over Esau. You know, and it just goes on and on and on with all the suppositions and everything that come out of that. I don't believe it was Yeshua myself. And the reason I don't believe it was Yeshua is because at the end of that struggle, whoever he struggled with asked what his name was. And he told him what his name was. And he says, "No, from now on you're going to be known as Israel." If that was Yeshua, if that was the Son of God, then that name would have taken place and stuck to him immediately at that point in time. But we know that later on, not that long after that, God himself speaks to the place that God gave to him. God gave him a different part of the land, not the land that he had promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So Esau, I think, came to the understanding of the covenant and the fact that he had lost the right of the firstborn, the birthright, and he also gave up the firstborn inheritance also, which is a double portion. He lost both. Granted that the way Jacob, you know, well, Jacob didn't really mislead him the first time. Esau claims that he misled him the first time. You know, it was Jacob who came back. I mean, it was Esau who came back from his hunting trip swearing to Jacob that he was going to die of hunger that if he didn't get a bowl of lentil stew. Lentil stew. You know, giving up your birthright for a bowl of stew. That is why God, I believe in Scripture, and God says it, and it's a literal translation that comes out of that. He says, "I hate Esau." It's literal. It's the only way the word's translated. It comes out of the Hebrew, and it means hate. So God did not appreciate what Esau had done, where he really thought very little of his inheritance. He didn't think much of it at all. He didn't want to please his parents by marrying the people, you know, who he set, because usually there was the right of the father to choose who the bride was. And apparently Esau made his own choices. The only time that Esau did anything that he thought may please his parents was when he knew that they were sending Jacob away and they were sending him back to his mother's home, to Laban's house, to find a bride there. The thing was is that Esau thinks that he's going to please his parents, he marries a daughter of Ishmael. Isaac and Ishmael, you know, they weren't exactly on the best of terms. You know, being the fact that Ishmael and his mother were exiled, basically, by Abraham at Sarah's insistence. And it was Sarah who had insisted in the beginning that Abraham sleep with Hagar. And then winds up having Ishmael by him. But Ishmael was never the child of promise. The inheritance was never meant for him. And even to this day, if you read the Koran, if you ever look at it, Ishmael is the one who's mentioned as the son of promise. And then it was Ishmael and Abraham who developed Islam. Come on. Grab on to that one, people. In Genesis 17:8, it says, "And I will give to you and to your offspring after you the land of your sojourning, all the land of Canaan for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God." In Genesis 23:4, "I am a stranger and a sojourner among you. Give me a burial site among you that I may bury my dead out of my sight." There's two words that are used here for sojourner. Sojourner in this passage of Scripture, one of the uses of the word is ger. Ger means an alien or a foreigner, but usually it's used with inherited rights, being means they're granted rights. They don't inherit them because they're not born into this family or into this people, but they egotism is the art of seeing things in yourself that others cannot see.